Phillies and A's on Sunday. It's already 1-0 Phillies in the bottom of the first. First and third, two out. Sean Manai on the hill for the A's facing Michael Franco.
Now again, the 3-2 is swung on a ground ball up the middle and threw into center for a hit. Altera scored. Williams around second going to third. The Phillies lead 2-0 on a solid single left of Semien between Marcus in the bag at second by Franco.
Alvarez off the third base side of the hill. The wind, the righty's pitch, a slow curve and hammer to deep left center field. Hoskins on the run to the track at the wall, and it is gone. Chad Pinder's 15th long ball of the year gets the A's on the board, and they trail Alvarez and the Phillies 2-1. Here's the 1-1. Fly ball, deep right center field. He has done it again. Up, over, and out toward the Phillies bullpen for Matt Olson. His 21st home run of the year. The A's go back-to-back on Alvarez, and they have tied this game at 2.
Now the 1-0 pitch and a 2-2 tie with 2 on and 2 out. And it's a swing and a ground ball into right. That's a base hit. That's going to score the run. The Phillies take the lead. And now the Phillies, as the throw to the plate, is actually closer than I thought. And scoring is Crawford. Good job by Pinder. The throw to the plate and the tag by Fegley was too late. Crawford scores. Altera goes from first to third on a base hit by Franco to right. The outfield toward left. The right fielder Williams about 90 feet off the line. The pitch to Joey is swung on, drilled to right, way back, headed for the second deck, and Joey Wendell comes back to Philadelphia and hits a grand slam. How do you like that? It jumps the A's into a 6-3 lead.
The A's slug 3 home runs, and they take the rubber game in Philadelphia by a 6-3 final. Henderson Alvarez, in his first start in the majors in 2 seasons, he loses throwing 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, striking out 4, but gave up 2 of the home runs. Sean Manaea winning his 11th, throwing 5 innings of 6 hit, 1 run ball. What a day it was for Oakland's Joey Wendell. He grew up in the Philly area from West Grove, Pennsylvania, and played at Westchester University. His grand slam in the 6th gave the A's the lead for good, and talks about his special day.
Yeah, it certainly will be. Definitely a fun weekend for me, my family, my wife, everybody. Coming back home, playing in this park that I grew up watching games in is certainly a treat. And, to get that hit when I did tonight was certainly fun and something I'll remember for a while.
You know, Joey Kep and I talk about how breaking balls sometimes can be advantageous for a hitter. That breaking ball just came right into your wheelhouse. You dropped the head of the bat, you hit the grand slam. I know you're probably just trying to get a base hit to drive in a couple of runs, but how much did you just react on the breaking ball that was coming into you?
Yeah, I was looking for something up in the zone to drive early in the count. I knew what that guy could do if he got me buried in the count. So just looking for something up, slider kind of backed up a little bit, and I was able to drive it out.
Joe, you've been playing with these guys, Pinder and Olson and Chapman. You played with them in the minor leagues a lot. You must be proud of these guys, and you must be thrilled to be joining them and contributing at the big league level.
It's awesome, yeah. Couldn't be happier for those guys and the success they're having. Matt Olson, he's been incredible. There's no other way to put it. What Chad did today, it's been fun. To get the opportunity to play today and contribute was certainly fun for me also.
And on the one-year anniversary of your first Major League home run in Texas against Yu Darvish, tell us about your new home. I mean, you get a chance to see it for the first time.
Yeah. We bought a house about 45 minutes from here, sight unseen. So it was good to get my hands on it and sleep in it for a night.
And what's it like to play in front of all the friends and family? We showed them after the home run. It looks like a large group. I know they're probably waiting to say goodbye to you. We saw you with them before the game. Man, that has to be a very cool feeling.
Yeah, it's incredible. I've just been overwhelmed with the number of people and just seeing people from, all the way, coaches from Little League, high school, college, everything. My family's just been incredible. My wife, amazing. It's just been a fun, really fun weekend for me.
On Monday, the A's stay on the road, starting a series in Detroit. The Phillies stay at home to face the Dodgers.